Date is April 8th, 2003, approximately 18:25 hours. I am Deputy Ashmore along with Senior Deputy Hart Cop interviewing manager of Stuffed Crust Pizza. Really slowly, we're just going to go over everything that you saw. We're going to get some approximation on times as best as you can, and just as much detail as you can remember.
Alrighty. Well, I was inside. My busboy started calling my name, and I looked, and then he pointed to me outside. So I looked out here and saw the on the curb where the blood is on the curb there. Saw the gentleman. Didn't know what he, holding his hand, didn't know if he had anything in his hand or not. And so I came outside to see if he was okay because I saw his hand was bleeding. And when he came, when I came out, he got up and started walking towards the south or whatever, walking towards the back of the parking lot here, and started just looking at me really weird. It looked like he was on something. I don't know what, you know, I'm not saying he was, but I'm just acting like he was. Some sort of drugs. And then when the other gentleman, my other manager came out, he started doing the same thing he was doing over here, but we started seeing him poke himself with an object, and then he said, stay away from me, and then basically took off up the, like, not just walking slowly, we took off up the hill behind the old Sea Fresh here and behind the other company back here. That's the last time I saw him. And then the other manager basically tried to follow him throughout the parking lot there. So I stayed back here just watching, make sure he was okay.
Okay.
So I saw the beginning part of it here.
About what time did the busboy tell you?
Probably like about 5:10, 5:15-ish. Like it was after 5 o'clock, I know that. My bartender was here, so I know that. It was after 5.
At about that time, you're inside. The busboy told him that there's a guy out here. What was he doing?
He was just pointing out here. He didn't tell me what he was doing or anything like that. So I came out and looked, thinking there was might be like somebody fighting or something like that. I didn't know. I looked outside and saw the gentleman with his hand, his arm in his hand. Didn't know exactly what he was doing. It was just kind of like going towards his left arm.
His left arm.
His right arm was going towards his left arm. So, I mean, I don't know if he was cutting himself or what he was doing to himself.
Were you outside when you saw it, or you just
I was inside. I saw it through the window. And then I came outside to see, thinking there's something wrong or something like that. So I came to see if he was okay.
And when you saw him through the window, he was just holding his left arm with his right arm?
He was basically holding it, yeah.
Did you see any blood or anything?
I saw basically all over his left hand.
Through the window?
Through the window, his hand was all red.
Okay.
So I don't know if he hurt, cut himself, or if he hurt himself on something or what. That's why I came out to see if he was okay, if he needed help with something.
Okay.
So maybe we had the first aid kit inside and all that, and trying to help him out.
Okay. What was the name of the busboy that told you?
David.
David.
I don't know his last name offhand.
He's still on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave. Yeah.
Okay. So you came out to see if he needed help from inside the glass. You could see him holding his left hand with his right. You could see blood all over it, so you didn't know what was wrong. You came outside, and then he was still in the same position?
Yeah, he was still in the same position. Then when he noticed I was coming to help, like coming to see if everything was all right, when I started talking to him, he started walking towards this way.
Okay.
Walking towards the back of the parking lot there.
Okay.
And then he told me, then the other manager came out and he basically told me to, Beta told us to stay away from him.
Stay away from me?
Yeah.
And then what'd he do?
And then, they basically were trying to just keep him from keep him from trying to cut himself, whatever he was doing. And he's like, just started walking away, and he just went back over towards behind Sea Fresh there.
Did he start doing again what you said? He said he was like holding his left hand. Did he start doing that again over here?
He got down in the same position, but this time he started doing whatever he was doing with whatever was in his hand. I saw like a little piece of something. I don't know exactly what it was.
What did it look like to you?
It may have been a little knife or a stick or something to that effect. I don't know
he
exactly.
He definitely had something.
He had something in his hand, yes.
Did it look like he was cutting his hand with it?
Like he was stabbing himself or in, like digging it in or doing something to himself.
Okay.
Didn't look like it felt too good.
Okay. And you could still see the blood then?
Yeah. It was all over. And when he's walking from here to there, he's walking and shaking his hand. Like whatever he's doing with his hand, I don't know if he was...
Okay.
Shaking his hand down towards the ground. That's where I think all the blood spots in the ground are from a lot more.
Okay. And then what else happened after that? After he said, leave me alone, and he started doing it again over there?
He went up the little hill here towards the back of here, and the gentleman that called you guys was over here on the phone, so we're trying to figure out where he was going to see for you guys to know where he was at.
Okay.
And then he took off. I climbed up the hill a little bit after he did, and I wasn't going to go just shooting right up there. And I saw him in the back of the Sea Fresh here, and he was just like kind of just whining back and forth through the parking lot. And he stopped. I think he saw him. He was doing it again in the back side of the parking lot.
Of Sea Fresh?
Sea Fresh here. And then I saw him get down in his little, I think kind of like just like this, like trying to, bracing his arm or whatever.
Okay.
And then he climbed up the hill back there, and I was watching him. And he made a left back towards Pennsfield here.
Okay.
And then, so I kind of walked up this way because the...
You walked along.
I was walking on this side of the sidewalk here.
In Brazil.
And where Fred and the other gentleman were in the corner, I told him that he was walking this way, trying to just keep an eye where he was at. And then Fred decided that he wanted me inside to watch the restaurant. He went looking for him, trying to like trail him.
Have you ever seen this person before?
I've never seen him before.
What did he look like? How would you describe him?
He was real skinny.
So, yeah, like, what was his race?
Race was white.
White male.
White male. Real skinny. He had on blue pants and a black hooded sweatshirt. I think it was Zippo. I'm not positive.
Blue pants, black hooded sweatshirt.
Okay. I think it was a Zippo. I'm not positive on that.
Okay.
And it was a dark hair. Dark shorter hair. Not buzz cut like mine, but has short haircut.
About how old would you say he was?
Probably like 18, 19 max, right around there. 18, maybe 19, 20 years old, not even that old.
You've never seen him before, right?
Never saw him before.
Okay, he wasn't in the restaurant before?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, so the first time is when the busboy alerted you?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else? Do you have any other questions?
Just to him walking east in the parking lot when you came outside.
Excuse me?
I'm just to where you came outside and he started walking down here.
Yes.
And initially when you said that you saw him making a motion toward his arm, like with the object, do you think you actually saw him cut him?
I couldn't tell you yes or no on that. All I know is I remember seeing his hand going towards his arm and grasping it. I don't know if his hand was open or closed. I wasn't paying attention to it as much as I probably should have. I didn't realize what was going on. And then when I got out here and he started doing it over here, I saw him basically making motions towards his arm.
With an
object. Over here, I looked like more he was trying, I don't know if he was like grasping it or stabbing towards it. I didn't pay attention too much towards it.
Can you describe the object at all, like what it looked like to you?
I couldn't even tell you. I just saw a little piece of it, maybe like...
Thin or?
It just looked like kind of like maybe a stick, not even half, like quarter of an inch thick.
Metal or?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Could not tell you.
Okay. About a quarter inch thick?
Yeah. And I don't know how long. I just saw a little piece.
Where did he stop over here? Sorry, motion to his arm.
I was down here, so it had to be probably right in this area here, because I couldn't see him right behind here.
Okay.
It had to be in this area, right in this area, kind of.
Right by that island?
Probably right in this area, right around here. Don't know exactly where he stopped. I just know that one spot up there, because I mean, the blood's there, and that's where I saw him the first time. Down here, he wasn't here that much longer, because by the time we got down here, he was getting up and moving along, trying to move along.
You said he looked like he had like a strange look, or how would you describe what you mean by that?
He looked like he was on some sort of drug. I don't know. I mean, it just the way he was acting, was like when he turned towards me from the corner there, it was really slow motion. And when he spoke, it was just like seemed like he was out of it. Either like he was not all there in the head mentally, or he was on some sort of drug. I don't know. I could tell you what kind of drug or anything like that. I don't know. But he was just, something just was not there. He didn't seem like he was like mentally retarded or anything like that. It just seemed like he was just maybe a few bricks short of a wall or something, whatever one you want to use, you know, and that. It wasn't all there.
Ashmore.
And then after he walked up into the parking lot, you saw him get down on it, like squat down and make another motion towards his wrist.
I could see him make a motion. He just got in the same position he was in this spot here.
Okay, he was just crouching down.
Yeah. I couldn't see from this side of the sidewalk here to the other side.
Okay.
Like clearly, now you saw him get down in the same position again.
So you were standing on the other sidewalk?
I was on this side of the street,
okay.
On the sidewalk.
What's this street right here?
This is Brazil.
That's the last time I saw him. And he just continued up?
I don't know if he started walking left here.
Okay.
And behind the building, I couldn't see him, so I kind of walked this way and met up with the guys at the corner here, with Fred, the other manager here, and then the gentleman that was being talked to over here at the corner. And then I left them there, and I went back inside. So I don't know if he made a, if he just came kind of behind the building, went up towards Wilbur, or came back toward onto Pennsfield.
So the only what was the only dialogue he had with you was just
stay away from me.
Leave me alone.
Stay away from me. I don't know. His name was stay away from me or leave me alone. Was it? It was leave me alone.
Okay. What time you got, Ashmore?
Right now.
Yeah, on your clock.
16:40.
Okay.
Date is April 8th. Time is 19:05. Interviewing busboy at Stuffcrust Pizza. This is Deputy Ashmore along with Senior Deputy Hardcop.
Alright, David. What time did you see?
I don't know, check the time, but I see maybe 5:15 or 5:20. I don't check the time. I don't remember the time.
And tell me what you saw.
Oh, I cleaned the table, then I see the guy sit down there, he's cutting the hand. So I see the leaking for the blood. I told him for my manager, call the 911, call the police.
And you actually saw him cutting?
Yeah.
Can you describe what he is cutting with?
I don't know exactly. I see the cutting, I go pick up my money and pull the cop. And
did you see the thing that he was cutting with?
No, this one I see. He didn't do it like that.
You just saw him doing the motion?
He's leaking.
And he was holding the object with his right or left hand?
I don't know, remember the guy sit down, I don't know his left one. It's only I sit down over there and
was he doing this or was he doing this?
Maybe doing this.
So you're holding your left arm out and you're motioning with your right arm?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I told him for my manager, he called a cop and called a 911. Somebody's cutting you. Huh?
His wrist was all bloody, or?
Yeah, it's burning.
And can you describe what the guy looked like? What color hair he was wearing?
I don't remember the guy. Just only watch the guy is coming. I go pick up my money. When the money is coming, the guy is walking over here.
Could you even say what color shirt he was wearing, or if he was white or Hispanic?
You know, a skinny guy, but I don't know.
Is he white or Hispanic?
Yeah, white.
You don't remember what color his hair is, or what color clothes he's wearing?
No.
About how old would you say he was?
I'd say, maybe 18 or 16 or...
Where were you at when you saw him first? The first time, where were you at inside the restaurant?
I coming for the clean the table.
What the table's where?
For the closing the window.
Right by the window?
Yeah. Okay. When I coming, I see the guy. I go pick up my money.
Was he knelt down or was he standing
up?
No,
he's only like that.
So he was kneeling down?
Yeah.
Did you see how he described he's kneeling down?
Like that.
Crouching down.
Yeah.
Was his back facing you, or was it like this? You're say this is the window, and that's him.
Well, the guy is in the court like that.
So you could see it clearly.
Yeah.
You could see clearly.
Yeah.
So you're there, and he's here, and okay.
He was over there.
Yeah, the guy's over there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how many times you said he was kneeling down and he was motioning like this with his right arm?
Two times. Yeah.
And you saw blood?
Yeah.
What hand did you see blood on?
For the hands cutting.
So it would be his left or his right?
This one.
Okay.
I don't know if it's left or.
Is it here though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you see him at all after that? Did you come back outside?
No.
Just
doing my job.
Right. What manager did you tell? Which one?
Billy. Not this guy. The other guy.
Billy?
Yeah.
What'd you tell him?
Just calling the cop and... I can't come back. The guy is... Maybe coming for like that. I don't know what the guy is doing. I don't know. Never see that.
So after you told him, the guy started walking this way? And that was the last time you saw him?
And you just told your manager to call 911?
Yeah.
That somebody's cutting himself?
Yeah. Yeah, so the other table is... I'm cleaning the other table. The guy is just pick up his cell phone and just calls him.
Is there anything else that we didn't cover? Anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's
yeah.
It?
Okay.
The time is 19:11.